Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday morning. It is time for Behind the Badge here on KFIZ. Part two of our conversations with our local members of law enforcement. And we are joined this morning by, of course, our friends at the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Joining us here this morning, Staff Sergeant Rachel Beertzer, also Correctional Officer Jenny Gustavus, joining us to talk about something folks probably heard about before but might not know too much about. It is the GPS system at the county jail. And Rachel and Jenny are going to tell us more about that here this morning as we start up the month of June. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the GPS system. Obviously, a lot of people hear the letters GPS. We think of probably Google Maps or Apple Maps or something like that, but has a different meaning kind of in the jail setting. For just in a basic sense of the word, explain what that system, what that service is when it comes to in terms of the Fond du Lac County Jail.
Well, we have inmates that have qualifications so that they can go home and live at home with a bracelet on them. And some of them have also alcohol monitoring. Mm-hmm. So we have officers like Jenny here that tracks their whereabouts, make sure they go everywhere they're supposed to their jobs, their treatment. And then if they have any violations, she calls them, they check in, they might come back into the jail.
Most importantly, we make sure they don't go where they're not supposed to.
Sure. So talking more about the system in general, what are like kind of the basics of how it works, and obviously keeping track of these individuals that have this this privilege, I guess you could say, to have this type of system, keeping track of them. How does someone who is in the jail system get put on this? How does that kind of process work?
Well, once they are sentenced by the judge, they are granted the Huber privilege. And with Huber privilege, the jail has the right to house these inmates either in the jail and let them out to work, come back to the jail, go back out to work, come back day after day. Or we have the option to house them at home with the ankle bracelet on, which tracks, you know, where they are. And then they sleep at home. So home is their home base, but we monitor them. They check in weekly with us. And we just monitor where they've been, how long they were at certain places. And some people can come right off the street and qualify to serve their jail time on the bracelet. Some people have been in jail a while, and through their court proceedings, they're granted Huber and will go on the bracelet after serving some time in the jail. So each individual can be different.
Sure. That was my next question. It probably depends on the person, depends on the case, depends on maybe what stage of their consequences or punishment that they're in, right?
Correct.
So what are some of the, again, it probably depends on the person or the case that you're dealing with, but what are some of the common rules and regulations that you have to deal with and use this service for?
You know, we have their homes mapped with Google Maps, so GPS, everybody thinks Google. It is a Google Maps system that we use. We have their address, that's called their home zone. Aside from that, they're allowed to go to work, scheduled medical appointments, dental appointments, things like that. We do allow them AA and NA meetings if they choose to, also one church service a week, because they would be allowed that in the jail typically. You know, somebody comes in and provides those services. So when they're at home, we do allow that. You know, if they have tax appointments, need to go to the DMV, normal kind of life business stuff, that's allowed. Other than that, you know, and getting gas and groceries, pretty much, you know, those are the things they're allowed to do, otherwise be at home. Typically, we do require anyone that's on the GPS bracelet to have a full-time employment, so they can pay the fees. There is a fee associated with our rental of that equipment. So some of them stay really busy and they work a lot because they'd rather just work a lot while they're on the bracelet.
And another side is they can't have visitors. They can only have the people that reside in the residence. Mm-hmm. So they can't just have visitors coming over and visiting them. Their family has to sign the rule saying they're not going to have visitors over, no alcohol in the house, no firearms. We can search it upon request. So they have to get a lot of things in order with the people they live with also. to get on the program.
As much, it sounds like, as much freedom as they possibly can have considering the circumstances, right? Still,
correct.
Still able to do the essential things like you talked about, but not not full-blown, you know, hey, go be free, do whatever you want kind of thing, right?
Correct. The luxury is basically, like Jenny said, they're at home. You're in your own bed. You're not living in a dorm with 20 other inmates. So that's the bright side of it. But, yes, they are confined to their house if they're not at an approved appointment.
And they do check in with us weekly. Every Saturday morning, they do a face-to-face check-in. At that time, or any time, really, we could give them random urine tests, breath tests to see if they've been drinking, things like that. So they're held pretty accountable. We can even see how fast they're traveling. So, which is kind of neat. I'll call and be like, is there a reason you were going 83 on Highway 41 this morning?
Or did you really walk to work because you were going 45 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting to hear kind of some of the rules and regulations because, like I said before, a lot of us have heard about these monitoring tools, GPS monitoring. We obviously never want to be in that scenario, just the common folk listening to this interview out there. But, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than just putting on the bracelet and kind of, you know, doing the things that you're allowed to do, right? There's more than just that, you know, okay, you're on the monitoring and now you're under watch. There's more that goes into it, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot of rules and restrictions. And like we said before, like if you have an alcohol history, you could be required to blow into a tube that has a picture of your face. And they can send out these tests as often as they want to make sure you're at home day or night, not drinking.
The jail inmates themselves, how do they respond to monitoring? Obviously, it's probably not, you know, something that they're absolutely 100% gung-ho about, but to have a little bit more freedom, is that kind of a perk that they are accustomed to or that they're hoping to get as part of their sentence?
Oh, yes, absolutely. As much as there's restrictions on it, they're just very happy to be at home. Since COVID happened, we actually don't even have a Huber facility going in and out of the building. So if you have Huber, your only option is to be on the bracelet. So it's a very hot commodity.
Yeah, how have things changed over the last year? Obviously, things are getting better now here in 2021 and probably going to be back at least some sense of normal here in the next month, 2 months or so if we're not there already. But what has changed in this monitoring program over the last year or so with the pandemic going on?
Well, initially when the pandemic started, we got everyone out of here that we possibly could on the bracelet, so the numbers were quite high. We were at about 40 by the end of March when the pandemic hit. And then we closed down our Huber facility where our normal Huber inmates would go in and out of daily to go to work and then come back and sleep here. So our Huber facility actually became our intake facility, which quarantines everyone. They have to be up in a quarantine dorm for at least 14 days before we put them with general pop. So it's changed quite a bit, but our courts have opened up. We've removed our mask policies slowly but surely. More and more people are coming into the facility, and things are looking brighter, and we hope it just keeps getting better.
Very good. Thank you to both of you for taking some time to chat this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.